A reading from Luke 11:5-10. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened."
There are three verbs here that have something in common: ask, seek, and knock. And what they have in common is their dynamic. And to me, this passage is speaking about an aspect of the Christian life that is honored more in the breach than in fact. Oftentimes, the Christian life is passive in nature. It's accepting of the church community, and it's not actively pursuing the kingdom. It's kind of not regressive so much as just passive. And Jesus is saying the Christian life, the life in me, the life in the Holy Spirit, it's dynamic in nature. You're forging, you're out there, you're pursuing, you're knocking, you're asking.
But there's an aspect here too of proactive cooperation with God and bringing the kingdom of God to bear on this world. The intensity of the verbs ask, seek, knock, you become more physically engaged in each one of these. And it's the idea that God is wanting to bring his kingdom to earth. We can't bring it on our own. Unless it's released from heaven, it's not going to be released here. But many times it doesn't get released because we don't partner and cooperate with God to bring it into existence. And there's an intensity here. I had friends once who talked about they came to a level of intercession prayer where they were contending for things. I love that image. Because Jesus gives praise and honor to people who contend in faith to bring kingdom change into the world in which we live. And we tend to be passive and doubting in prayer. And Jesus says, up the ante, ask, knowing the fact that you can't ask for anything that's going to come if it's not in alignment with heaven's way. So ask. And watch and see what God does.
Shameless audacity.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a great translation or not, but I like the idea of audacity. I also couple that with the man who has a troubled son, and he says to Jesus, I think this is in the Gospel of John, he says to Jesus, "Help me overcome my unbelief." Because behind the lack of audacity and the dynamic prayer is this unbelief. I mean, it underlines everything. It can't happen. And so why bother? But actually, Jesus is saying just what you said. Why not? Because if you're in line with heaven, it will happen.
And there's a lot of things that we use as excuses for not getting there, but Jesus keeps coming back and saying over and over, ask, ask, ask. And so we're simply not being obedient when we don't ask. Recently, I read a book that's just inspired me on a new level of prayer in my life. And in that book, the constant theme is be bold in what you bring before God. Not in a presumptuous way, knowing that only heaven can release it. And so I've written this phrase in my journal, and I really want to make it my banner throughout all of life, which is pray boldly, trust broadly. When you're trusting God broadly that everything is in his hands, there is no hesitation to pray boldly about everything in our lives.